Oh, we're live? Oh, okay.
Sound like something from the Upside Down just came. Where's the flamethrower?
Get the flamethrower. Get 11. You know what? More on this later.
Is the Upside Down Mars? Because Martian Manhunter, that's like his only weakness, right? Fire?
Fire.
Huh. Speaking of which, did you see the threat that Batman gave Martian Manhunter, the animated series?
No, go on.
I saw it on Instagram not too long ago. So he goes right to his face. He's like, I have a small piece of a green rock for the big guy. It cost me half a fortune. He's like, but for you, I'll just go to the gas station to get a pack of matches. He was like, God. Like, how do you threaten somebody like that? Like,
I guess that is his only weakness.
You don't have to be rich to beat the Martian Manhunter, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Light a match. Blow the joint.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's somebody practicing a saxophone somewhere in this neighborhood terribly.
And they happen to only be in Roscoe's head.
What? Who are you?
You're the only one that hears it.
Who's the Roscoe?
Speaking of the Roscoe.
Oh, shit.
I was thinking I might change my name to The Chris.
The Chris. Why do you want to? Oh, yeah. I'm the Roscoe. There's the producer.
And I'm just Chris.
You're just Chris.
I'm more the than either one of you.
Shut up, Meg. Chris, who let you back on the podcast? Oh, shit.
Gosh, I just thought about it. My name just has one syllable, Chris.
Chris.
The Roscoe. Three. The producer. That's four, by the way. I thought Roscoe would answer that, but like he just paused and looked at me like,
yes,
what number comes after three?
Four. What are those red? Those red fire trucks. What color are those? Red fire trucks.
See them now. Red and everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't have a banter, but damn it.
Good thing we were watching National Geographic the other day.
Right. My favorite show up there. Fast Children. I mean, Fast Animals, Slow Children. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, and my co-host, The Chris.
Yeah. And
cue the band. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Let him die and he'll come back, but Hawkeye won that round.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, and my co-host, The Chris. The Chris. What's your power for the day?
I'm going to get old real quick.
Yeah, a little bit.
My power for the day, I'm going with Ant-Man.
Oh, dear.
Not for obvious reason.
I'm scared.
Yeah, so I go to work today, and then I go back to my car for my lunch break, and it was covered. It ants like they were everywhere.
You parked on an anthill.
Yeah, I got them back though. As I came back from lunch, rolled up all my windows and left it parked in the sun. Came back at the end of the day, no more ants. What'd you do? Either they burned or got out.
Oh God. Oh no. Yeah, like I'll be back with a giant magnifying glass. Just you wait. Oh, man. All right. You're the Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Cool.
The Roscoe.
Yeah.
What's your power for today?
Today, I am Constantine.
Ah, yeah. Constantine.
Yeah. Simply because I've just been losing track of time. That's it. Oh. I didn't even realize today was Monday. Like, I've been working every day since July 2nd.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it wasn't. our GM got fired. So, I lost track of time. All I knew was, do I have to go to work? Yes. When? Around this time. Okay. So, yep, just a major loss of time. Fun times.
Sounds fun.
No, it was not. But got a raise.
Speaking of which, me too. I got a raise.
Oh, yeah?
I started a new job today. Today was the first day.
Oh, so no more construction?
Yeah, no more construction.
Ah.
As fun as it was.
So you can never say
Bob. A $4 raise will change your mind real quick.
You can never say Bob the Builder or Wreck-It Ralph ever again.
Yeah, I can. I sure can. Yeah.
We're adding Wreck-It Ralph to the GT list.
I don't know. I was like 50% for Snorlax today. I was like, has it been long enough?
No, it has not. Oh, man. Well, cool beans. What we got on the agenda today? We got a lot to cover over the last 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks that we've been gone. What? So, big one. What?
I want to say who.
That saxophone player started playing Careless Whispers. I hear him.
I can only hear when we stop talking and then it's gone again.
I got no rhythm. Open Gotham style. Anyway, so we got Thor Love and Thunder to talk about. We got Miss Marvel to talk about. We got the boys to talk about. We got some potential DCU, MCU casting. We got some Stranger Things theories. We got some anime news. All that goodness coming at you. And we'll be right back.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. Close to.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, the Chris. And Chris. Did you see Thor?
Did I see Thor?
Yeah.
No, but you know how we do.
Yeah, I know. You know, I know how you do. Yeah.
So, I saw it in my mind.
So.
And it's a much better movie in my head.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews about it. And, I mean, we can pretty much go into this spoiler-free because it's been out for like a week and a half now, 2 weeks, yeah. So, goodness gracious.
It's almost like if you haven't seen it yet, you must be going through a job change or waiting for that first check.
Yeah,
this weekend,
right?
And I'm going to take my wife to see it.
Oh, oh, like you? Okay.
I was talking about me.
Okay. But my thing is pretty much that somebody said that movie was told through the eyes of Korg, and once I heard that, I was like, okay, that makes a lot more sense because. Tichi Wachichi
is Korg. And
is Korg. Yes, exactly. Wait a damn minute. Oh, Lord. Hold on.
So, is the director's cut?
Pretty much, yeah, the Wachichi cut, as they like to call it. But it has some good moments. I mean, I didn't really care for Heimdall's son having eye powers. Didn't really care for that. But he needed a way to communicate with the kids after. Yeah, he's not Gore the God Butcher. He's Gore the Child Kidnapper.
Right.
I only saw two guys get killed, and Gore only killed. No, Gore killed.
I was about to say, what about the scene?
He killed the first one at the beginning of the movie, and then he killed that giant leopard dinosaur looking thing.
Oh, they
showed
that battle?
They didn't show the battle. It was just dead.
I mean, they showed the what is it? Because I saw it. I think it's when. Thor's still with the Guardians and they get a distress signal and there's
a video
of the guys hanging directly from the comic book.
Yeah,
so he killed them too.
Yeah, he killed them too. Yeah. But, I mean, I was expecting him to kill Zeus, but that wasn't the case. Thor killed him and he's not even dead.
We'll get to that in a second.
But, I thought it was a fun movie. They went a little overboard with the screaming goat thing every 10 seconds. I was like, oh, my God. Stop.
They want to make sure you don't fall asleep during the movie.
Shit. No, I mean, yo, honestly, and some of the fight scenes were in it. Like, the first time the first time Thor and Gore fought, I was like, okay, this is all right. But then the second time they fought, I was like, oh, this is some Captain America Bucky fighting in the street shit right here. Oh, I was like, okay. Jane was the best part of the damn movie, honestly. She was like, as she was like going in and out of Thor mode, you could see she was clearly dying. And somebody in the theater stood up and said, "Thor, you're breaking my heart." I was like, no. And I was like, no, there's no sand on the moon.
There isn't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there is.
What did they bring? I was about to say, what did the astronauts bring back?
Anakin, you know, he hates sand. It's rough, of course. Sand people. No, those were the shadow monsters. The shadow monsters. Shut up. No. Anyway, so I mean, I liked it. It was pretty okay. I mean, there were some very cheesy moments, like when they were at when they were in Olympus, and you got to see all these random gods, and Korg has a god apparently, the rock god, and he was sitting on a throne of scissors made to look like the Game of Thrones chair, and I was like, wait, rock beat scissors?
So did you catch the joke about the god of carpentry?
Yep, caught that one too. Yep. And he's like, Korg was like, oh, and the god of carpentry is here too. It was Jesus. Yeah, they made a Jesus joke. I was like, man.
I had heard a rumor that originally Russell Crowe was going to be playing Satan instead of Zeus.
Huh.
And he was going to be running that whole thing because the comment about the orgy was like some leftover lines from that.
Yeah.
So like,
that's it. You're no longer invited to the orgy. I was like, what?
And then, what, the hero gasm?
Yeah, hero gasm all over again. No. We'll get to that shortly. But, man, it was... Russell Crowe definitely had a little bit of fun with that. Like when he walked down the stairs, and I was like, why is he wearing a kilt? And then like as he was walking down, he was like, you know what? And then just like lift it. Like, I was just like, bro. And the lightning bolt thing, he was like, man, this is my favorite weapon. And then, you know, he did his whole like twirly banana whatever shit. I was just like, all right, Russell Crowe. If I was like, okay, Gore, time to kill him. But then Zeus, but then Zeus did it. I was like, man.
Yeah. But yeah,
it was a good. Definitely not the best of Phase 4.
Yeah.
Definitely not the best.
Well, I mean,
it was better than Black Widow, better than Eternals, not better than Loki and Moon Knight. I would give it better than Falcon and Winter Soldier.
You give it better than Doctor Strange and
no.
Spider-Man?
Definitely not.
Oh, Spider-Man
is top tier as far as Phase 4 goes.
Gosh.
Then Multiverse of Madness. Then Moon Knight. Then Loki. Everything else is meh so far.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because they're saying that Gore got nerfed.
Oh, hella nerfed.
Hella nerfed?
No. Shut up. His brother and Jason Bourne was there again doing the play.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that too.
It was like the whole thing where the scene where Odin dies and Loki and Thor are standing there and then Hella shows up. They did that scene and I was like, what is this? God damn it, not again. Y'all can't make the same joke twice. Come on now.
Yeah, sure they can. It's like a Asgardian pastime. They do plays of their past battles and victories, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I was just like, the first one was definitely better. The one they did in Ragnarok was way better.
But yeah, when they talk about like Gore being nerfed,
I disagree.
I mean, yeah, he was nerfed, but I don't think it was necessarily a bad thing. I think by nerfing him, what they showed was you could take a regular being, put a cosmic weapon in their hands, and they're a problem.
Yeah, so that's like, true. In that's the future, very true.
Like, anybody could rise up to be a major problem.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, pretty cool to see. But
yeah. But, yeah, Zeus got lightning bolted. Thor took the lightning bolt. Valkyrie got stabbed. Jane and Thor took him out. One scene that did stick with me, though, near the very end when Gore is about to make his wish, and Thor's like, you know what? Go ahead and do it. I don't care. And that kind of changed Gore's mind. He's like, you know what? What's the number one reason people do anything they do? For love. What you're doing is full of hate right now. What would your daughter think about this shit? You know?
He put a Loki on him.
Yeah, he pulled a Loki on him. Oh, the Loki tattoo. Yeah, that was pretty great too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. To see that just showed a lot of growth in Thor to me, because he chose to be with Jane because Jane was on her last leg. That she was on this, like, the stage four precipice of, like, death. And then she did die. but, like, Thor chose to be with her instead of stopping Gore. And like, it could have changed everything.
Yeah, if he would have stopped Gore and he goes and makes a wish, he brings Jane back. No, in the words of Thor, this is space magic. You can do anything.
I mean, I think the wish only went to the person that opened it.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, it was either, like, try to stop him or just spend Jane's last moments with her. And he chose Jane.
I'm saying, he could have brought Jane. He could have brought Black Widow back.
Oh, my God. Nope, it was only the wish.
He could have brought Iron Man back.
It was the only wish went to the person that opened it, which technically Stormbreaker opened it. Oh, yeah, that was this, like, jealousy thing with Stormbreaker.
Yeah, they should have.
Like, he was trying to call the hammer back.
And
then, like, Stormbreaker, like, crept around the corner. He's like, oh, hey, girl, how you doing?
Speaking of Stormbreaker, I got a big theory about Stormbreaker.
Mm.
I don't know if they'll ever do it. I feel like they're going to hint at it forever and never do it. But there is a comic storyline where there's a character called King Groot. And he's, like, Groot Super Saiyan level. Like, he's huge.
Okay.
And I could see them making it make sense in the movies because when he planted Stormbreaker or put him down, it started to grow roots. So then, like, if that would have grew into a Groot around Stormbreaker, how much powerful would he be?
Oof.
Access to the Bifrost.
Yeah.
Like, enough as power to defend against the Infinity Stones. Like,
as guardian magic. Yeah.
And then Groot's regeneration and strength.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Man, the one thing I've just, well, I mean, there are plenty of things to be disappointed about in that movie. But where the hell is Beta Ray Bill, man? Come on now.
I thought he was supposed to show up this movie.
I know. This was the movie to do it. But maybe they'll do it when, you know, Hercules comes to Asgard and tries to mess some people up, because we saw Hercules at the very end, first post-credit scene. Zeus is still alive and he's talking to his Zeusettes, as he likes to call them. And he's just like, they don't pray to us anymore. They just look for a superhero to call to. But let's show them.
Oh,
who what was that quote from Futurama? Bender. No, it was Adventure Time. It was Adventure Time. The same guy voices Bender. There we go. That's why. Jake, the dog, was like, we could rule them like gods. Angry gods.
Oh, man.
And so that's where Zeus is right now. He's like, you know what? Screw this. Kill all of Asgard, and then we're going to go to Earth. Well, it's already on Earth, but you know what I mean. We're going to show these humans what's what. They don't need these damn superheroes.
I don't
us.
Think they want them problems, though. Like, do they know who's in Asgard? Like, it's already a lot of heat in Asgard. And it's not too far from
Guardian children.
And clearly it's a short truck ride away from the Avengers compound.
Yeah, you're right.
Be a problem. And the Hulk might just happen to be visiting Korg and Thor. Rocket could be there.
Man.
I don't care. Don't nobody want a Rocket. Like,
really?
Think about it. Like, good gracious.
Just walk into a dark room and then traps everywhere. Oh, and yeah, speaking of the Guardians, I was expecting a little bit more from the Guardians. I know they were only going to be in it for the first part of the movie.
Yeah, just to separate and explain.
Yeah. I was just like, okay, so this is what they've been up to. But yeah, overall, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
What about you?
I'm going to hold my rating to after weekend.
Okay.
And we can post that. I want to actually see it. Because, like, listening to it and all the stuff that happens in it, and then how they did the color grading with Gore.
It was
beautiful. It sounds like it's going to be, like, at least an 8 or 9 for me. But then, you know, I haven't seen it.
So. Right. I will say the cinematography in that movie, it was beautiful. I mean, a little wonky with the CGI at times. Like Black Widow-esque CGI. Uh-oh. Yeah. Not the Mummy Returns CGI, but like Twilight CGI.
So not Justice League Superman's mouth CGI.
Around there, yeah. Around there. Yeah.
That's disappointing.
A little bit. But speaking of Marvel. Okay. Speaking of more Marvel stuff. And the misses of the Marvels and Captain Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
Miss
Kamala.
Kamala. I didn't like it.
You didn't?
I mean, there was some decent story points that they had to make that I was like, okay, that makes sense. All right. I was like, why am I seeing a flashback from 1937, 1940, whatever. I was like, okay, this kind of explains where they found the band.
They had to close the gap and solidify the origin of bands.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It had like
fight
that,
scenes were.
It had that slow burn like WandaVision, and then
it
slowly
burned forever.
But then the fight scenes were very family friendly. Like,
yeah,
I don't think I saw her bleed the whole.
That's where they lost me. I was like, where's the violence?
Again, in the comic books, she really doesn't get hurt that bad either, because considering her stretching ability, she's almost invincible kind of thing. Like, she can take a hit.
She doesn't have stretchy powers anymore. It's just that crystal armor.
Comic books.
Okay, yeah.
And she might still have the stretchy powers.
But
it just needs to, you know, activate. And maybe the bands are manifesting her mutant power through the band. But then if she loses the band and goes through a traumatic event, because that's what they say activates the mutant power.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll just be naturally able to
an enhanced
stuff.
One.
Oh. She's a mutant now. They can say it now. But my favorite part about Miss Marvel was how her costume was built throughout the series.
Yeah.
Every single piece of her costume has a really deep meaning behind it, a whole story behind it. I thought it was real cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like the symbol was from her necklace because it broke and made the Miss Marvel symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how that became part of the suit. The scarf was the, what's the guy's name? She went overseas and was fighting.
Yeah.
So, like, the scarf came from that, and then, like, I forget how it else came from something else. But, like, everybody gave her a piece of it, and then her mom and grandmother made the rest of the suit at the end of the series, and it all came together. And I tell you, the end of the last episode, they show her sitting on the lamppost. I told my wife, I was like, this is why I watched the whole series, for this shot right here. Because it was, like, straight out of the comic book.
So what does her and Captain Marvel switch in places mean? Like, where's Kamala? Where's Kamala, and why did Captain America show up in, not Captain America, Captain Marvel show up in a room?
I think they just used it as a way to link them, to connect them. It probably had something to do with the bands, like the same way it teleported her backwards in time.
Yeah.
I think the bands work in a way that you can open. It's almost like the Space Stone.
Okay.
Right. So, or the Tesseract. So, like, whatever she's concentrating on, it can open a way into that. And clearly, you see her room. She's thinking about Miss Marvel. And I think it kind of forced them to switch places, or something like that.
And where does Captain Marvel come into play with the whole bands and Shang-Chi's rings? Because,
well,
last credit scene we saw was Miss Marvel and Shang-Chi
and
checking out the bands with Wong.
Now, here's the thing. If you paid attention, well, you didn't watch all of it. But in Ms. Marvel, all right, so when they found the bands, when her grandma? No, it would have been her great-grandma.
Great-grandmother.
Yeah, when her great-grandma found the bands, first of all, it was in a chamber with the 10 rings. Mm-hmm. Like, it had a 10-ring symbol in the temple where they found it.
All right.
And so that's what connects the band to the 10 rings. Then also, the hand they took it off of was a Kree hand. So that means the Kree had that band at some point in history.
Okay.
And they got left on Earth. So that's how she's kind of connected to it. And then if you know the comics, Kamala was always a super fan of Captain Marvel.
Right.
So like that's like a big part of it too. And for a second when I saw that scene at the end, I thought it was pulling from a comic book, but it's kind of too late in the story for that. But in the comic book, when she first got her powers, the first thing she did was make herself look like Captain Marvel. She could shapeshift into anything. So she made herself look like Captain Marvel, and most of her story arc was about accepting herself. And then she turned back into herself and became her own hero in her own right, and even got to fight with Captain Marvel sometimes. Okay. And so I think they're just trying to make that link and that connection, as well as, real deep cut, the Civil War Part 2 comic book was between Thor and Captain Marvel. And they were fighting over control over these new cosmic heroes coming into play. Like Love, like Miss Marvel, like, what's the other one? There's another one that's super powerful, a kid that I'm missing. Either way, those kind of things. So, might be a little bit of a setup or tease for something like that.
Right.
Definitely after you saw What If, you know the Thor and Captain Marvel fight is going to be hype.
Yeah. I mean, Captain Marvel might win, apparently. Unless Freya. Nope, Freya's dead.
Oh man!
But all right. Any other notes about Captain Marvel? Because
Miss Marvel. Not too much I can think of. I thought it was interesting how they placed a lot of heroes. So there's like a lot of new enhanced people in the Marvel universe through her show, and it kind of like they played small parts or disappeared. They talked about extra dimensions and the, I guess technically they're genies.
Yeah.
That's like her ancestry or whatever. So like more or less that whole series, she was basically stopping something similar to an incursion that they talked about in the Multiverse of Madness. So like I think they're just working it up. Like as you see new stuff come out, you're gonna see them working it up to help people understand, so that when you see a fight between Iron Man and Iron Man, it makes more sense. You know
what I mean? Like, yeah. So what would you rate it as far like 1 to 10?
1 to 10. Now that one, I think I'd give it about a 7 or so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, now, where do you rank it as far as the other Disney Plus shows? Like, is it above? Is it above?
Now, let's get one thing straight.
Oh God,
nothing's above Moon Knight. That's my favorite. Like,
hold on.
What do you got?
Loki, hands down. Our producer says WandaVision, ladies and gentlemen.
Threw up a Tupac sign. Wanda, what's up?
Wanda! WandaVision ain't nothing to fuck with. He over there throwing up the womb. He throwing up the WV.
I mean, like, all right, so.
All right, but yeah, like.
My thing is, all right, Moon Knight beats WandaVision because of the soul burn. WandaVision really didn't get good till the last couple of episodes. Moon Knight.
The last couple episodes. Hold on.
The last four, maybe?
When I feel like it started getting good when like Monica got like thrown out. Episode 2 or 3. Yeah. And like you were like, because that got you hooked. I was like, okay, what is actually happening? I gotta keep watching this.
Yeah. I mean, but it's still like it's such a slow burn. Like with Moon Knight, you had that same what is happening, because he was a different person every day. And then, like, at the same time, you still got the action. Like, episode 2, he got attacked by in the museum. And episode 1, he just woke up in the middle of nowhere. Like,
Yeah.
There's a lot more going on, a lot to keep you, like,
cliffhangers. You know, the whole He Who Remains, that whole arc, Sylvie and Loki traveling through space and time. And then you find out that Wanda is messing up the multiverse, causing madness.
You know they say when He Who Remains says, "This is it. This is the moment. I don't know what's gonna happen." They said that's the same moment when Wanda started Westview.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything started happening like right then. Like,
right.
But needless to say, the reason why I don't put Loki above Moon Knight is because I really feel like I could watch Moon Knight all over again, the whole series, and still enjoy it. Loki, most of the enjoyment came from not knowing what the hell was going on.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like, true. That's true.
I don't feel like if I tried to watch a few episodes, it's not as enjoyable when you know what's coming.
Yeah.
So like,
I love how we haven't even mentioned Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Who?
Shut the hell up. So what do you see coming?
So wait a minute. You said a bird was flying through the winter and a soldier shot him down?
Yeah, then Soulja Boy showed up and Soulja Boy. Superman that hoe.
Soulja Boy showed up and tried to toll him, but he had to Superman that hoe.
So what do you see for a season two for Ms. Marvel? Anything? Or
I don't know. I really think, to be honest, these series should just be a one-hit thing.
Loki like, season two is coming. We know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we know that. But like, just what I'm saying, like Loki season two could very easily just be Kang.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Kang the Conqueror, a series. And then, like, it just keeps telling the story. And Loki's still there. K'Chow is still there. Was it Ravenna? Renslayer?
Morbius. And then Renslayer, yeah.
And what was the agent's name that I really like? With the box, the chick. The one that knocked Loki in the very beginning.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can't remember.
I really liked her.
Yeah, she got her memories back from when she was on Earth and everything. So, but the one that Loki ran into doesn't remember.
Because the timeline reset right before he went back.
Well, no, he went to a different time.
That's yeah, not
where
same.
Kang has clearly been in charge for a while. With the statue of him and everything.
He just finished building it before Loki showed up.
All right, that's a wrap, guys.
All right, I'm going home. I'll see y'all tomorrow. And Loki walks in.
Damn, he was moving fast. No, we just put that there to scare you. It's actually me. Oh, God. And I'm just, like, trying to think, like, when is all this going to connect again? Like, so much has happened in Phase 4. Is it going to be the Thunderbolts that brings it all together? Is it going to be the Midnight Suns that bring it all together?
I think it's going to be Ant-Man.
Quantumania. Yeah.
Because that's an opportunity for them to go into the Quantum Realm.
You think that's going
to
be the next Endgame?
Quantumania? I wouldn't go that far. Nah, I don't think it's... I think it's going to be the next Civil War. It's going to be that kind.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't know what they're going to do, but they do have the opportunity. We're in the Quantum Realm now. Oh, look, the Fantastic Four have been here the whole time. There are some mutants here the whole time. This is where they've been. You know what I mean? Like, you
Moon Knight,
have so
Doctor
many
Doom.
Opportunities.
Dr. Doom?
I don't know about
Whoa.
Moon Knight, but Doom. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can have so many characters that, they've just been in a Quantum Realm this whole time. Especially the Fantastic Four, because that's what they do.
Yeah, that's Hank Pym, what are you doing here? Oh, Lord. Not being a murderous monster like in What If? Hopefully.
Hope. Yes, hope.
Oh, God, no.
Good gracious.
Yeah, that is.
What If killed the mess out of Hope, didn't they?
Yeah, blew him up.
No, like, all right, so she died in the Yellow Jacket episode.
Yeah.
Because that was his whole reasoning behind it. She died in the zombie episode.
Yes.
Was she in another episode where she didn't die?
No. I mean, shit. Tony Stark in What If? Every time we saw Tony Stark, he died.
Well, clearly.
Aw.
What if because he did the snap, the Infinity Stones killed him across multiple dimensions?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, the Chris.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You're awesome. Hi, Chris.